Good afternoon, Philip.
Good afternoon.
What do these digital detoxes consist of?
Essentially, what we're doing here is providing opportunities for people to spend time away from their phones, away from their online connections, and have good alternate experiences which bring people together.
And why are more people starting to seek more holidays away from technology, and how may they be beneficial?
Essentially, the demand is being driven by the fact that people are being exhausted by the constant need that other people have to contact them. They may be other business people, people at work, they may be friends. And so it can be an exhausting process, just always having to be up to speed with what everybody's doing, answering everybody's questions all the time. So that's a driver to get away from the constant contact. The benefits tend to revolve around people rejoining their close family members and their close partners and so on, so that they can have good quality time and build significant memories with them.
And how can constant use of social media affect a holiday?
Well, the constant use of social media may, in fact, distract people from the scenery that's around them. They may feel obligated to always be trying to take the best photograph to report back to the friends and the wider circle of contacts. So that can actually stop them just taking time out to look at, appreciate the immediate people and environments around them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an interesting point when we do think about social media as well. There is the fact of people trying to upload photos, trying to look like they're having a great life and everything. I think that does really impact it as well.
Absolutely. I think the issue here is people feel that everybody else in the world is having a wonderful time all the time, which is palpably not true, but the social world can create that impression. So people feel under pressure to also say they're having a wonderful time at every moment of their holiday. Getting rid of that pressure enables people to be a bit more realistic and say, let's just have a good time rebuilding some of our skills and relationships with our friends, partners, and particularly sometimes for people with young or preteen, teenage children, spending time with them in a way that everybody's not locked on their phone in their own private world.
Yeah, definitely. And what have been some of the attitudes towards these holidays?
Generally, there's a swelling of demand. It started out in a fairly small way in about 2009, when the early indications were people just wanted to get away from their phone. Now we're finding by 2017 information that people are using it to grow, to flourish, to really feel good about the time away from their phone. So it's not simply a stress relief, it's now a building new capacities, skills and good contacts and relationships.
And in your article, you did mention the ability to go offline is often replaced by another activity in its place. Why is it that we struggle to eliminate a sense of connectivity without distractions?
Oh, I think the real issue for us here is the way our technology is set up with the phone is that it's extremely addictive. We have little sounds, bells, special messages pinging us at all times of the day and night, and we're curious. As humans, we're curious to know what's going on, what's happening, who's sending us something. It's very reinforcing to look at those messages all the time. So the idea that you don't have to do that, the idea that you have to pay attention to the people around you is the change that people need to build into their skill set.
And what do you see for the future of digital detox holidays? Do you think that we are going to start having more of them in the future?
Judging by the amount of information and the reception to our study, I think it's going to grow quite significantly. It'll never be a huge market, but I think there is a significant need that people are beginning to experience to just get away from the constant connectivity. And if you join this need, this desire, with being in rural and remote areas where people feel they're also physically away from their world of high contact, particularly as societies are so urbanised, then there's a natural conjunction to be somewhere remote, rural, relaxed, and if you like, have a retro-style holiday.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'd love to have one myself. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
Appreciate it. Nice to talk to you all.